I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, October 29th. And Burns, these have been difficult days for the university and all of Stillwater, and there are more difficult days ahead. So many lives have been impacted by Saturday's horrific parade tragedy.
Well, that's certainly true. As I said on Saturday, there can't be a more wholesome family-oriented event than the Oklahoma State Sea of Orange homecoming parade, and to have it marred like this, and losing lives and people being injured is just such a tragedy. And of course our hearts still remain heavy. The pain we feel, and it's shared all across Oklahoma and our country. You know, we lost four Cowboys. We lost the OSU employee Marvin and Bonnie Stone. Marvin was a faculty member in College of Agriculture. He was emeritus, just retired. Bonnie still worked here at the university. Little Nash Lucas, whose funeral was yesterday, his mom Nicolette Strock is a student and employee here at OSU. Ann and I went to Nash's funeral in Weatherford yesterday, and of course, just heartbreaking. And then Nikita Nicole, who's a graduate student at the University of Central Oklahoma, was lost as well. Certainly, our thoughts and prayers go out to all their families and to the many who are recovering from the injuries. And speaking of which, Ann and I have visited everybody who was in the hospitals. There were, of course, Stillwater Medical, Stillwater Hospital here, the OU Med Center in Oklahoma City, and Mercy Hospital, and then St. John and St. Francis in Tulsa. We heard amazing stories of heroism and compassion and kindness and sacrifice, which really does confirm our belief in the human spirit. One of the things that helped on this, Kelly, was that we really had so many medical professionals and police officers and firefighters and military members, as well as our fans that were watching the spectators. And these medical professionals and so on were not only in the parade, they were working the parade, or they were just spectators. And everybody we talked to that was confined to the hospital talked about the incredible speed of the response to this. And I know that we save lives as a result of it. So we say thanks to all of them, and certainly a special thanks to the medical staffs here in Stillwater and Oklahoma City and Tulsa for the ones they've cared for. The OU Med Center has taken really the most severe cases and has done a marvelous job, and we thank them. And the outpouring of love and support across the country has really been something. I mean, we're especially appreciative of the ACTS support from, like, the University of Oklahoma, who had a moment of silence, even flew the OSU flag, played the alma mater at the University of Oklahoma. The University of Texas played the alma mater from their tower. And Texas Tech is also planning a recognition for this tragedy. So we've all had to come together before as the Oklahoma State family and the Stillwater community, and we will again. But we'll try to stay strong and always remember. In fact, today, Kelly, at noon, there will be a video shot where we want to thank the first responders, the Big 12 schools, and the Cowboy family members for all the support they've shown. We'd like to have as many students and employees as possible come to the library lawn in the formal garden area on Thursday to film a thank you video. The filming, as I say, will begin at noon, so we appreciate it if everybody would arrive about 11:45 a.m. We'll have a UAV drone fly over and video everyone saying thank you to all that so richly deserve it.
And then looking ahead, Burns, where is OSU on plans for a memorial service?
We have set the memorial service on Tuesday, November 3rd at 6 o'clock p.m. It'll be an opportunity to honor those who we've lost, as well as recognize the survivors. And we also want to show our appreciation to the many emergency responders. So that's on this coming Tuesday night, November 3rd, 6 p.m. I hope everyone can make it.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.